Entropy, chaos, oblivion. The forces that shape our destiny watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylums. They are observing us from that unfathomable region. Look, up ahead. Is that a signpost? What is that? Is that a deer? I can't really see that. What was I talking about? I was talking about something important. Oh, yes! Now I remember! From that place where no living soul returns unchanged, from Beyond the Box!
Are the spices out?
Yes, mistress.
Light the candles.
I'm lighting the candles.
Hagen, what about the spears?
The spears, ma'am.
Yes, you done. She may need spears. One never knows the form he could take during the excitement.
Or possibly he'll need spears.
I'll go fetch them.
What is that strange alchemy that makes a marriage? A little fire, a little ice, a little something more dangerous. And what happens when the newlyweds toy with powerful tradition and find themselves beyond the box? Tonight's episode, Unbridled by Elizabeth Heffron!
The bride is coming, the bride is coming.
Is the wedding over so soon?
Not much to it. They ate the fish and drank the piss from the steaming gourd.
And wrapped that serpent round their waist without a scratch. I saw that part with my own eyes.
The bride approaches.
The bride approaches.
No spears, but here's a hatchet.
That will have to do. Place it under her pillow.
What about for him? Won't he need a hatchet too?
His side of the family should have thought of that.
We'll probably bring a damn cannon with him into the bed. Those northerners, they're all bowels and bluster.
The bride is here.
Mother, I ate the fish and drank the piss.
You had to, child.
Northerners always eat the fish and drink the piss. His ma probably had her evil eye on you the whole time. She'd have struck you dead if you didn't open that sweet mouth of yours.
Enough, Gertrude.
What's all this?
We're preparing your bridal bed, my dear.
And what's that smell?
Cinnamon cloves and goat dung.
It's tradition.
If he gives you any trouble, put a dash of the cloves in his eye.
And miss, look here. We got your hatchet nice and hidden under the pillows.
Mother, why would I need a hatchet under my...
Sigrid, there's something you've not been told about the wedding night.
Oh, they don't never tell the bride till it's too late. Lucky both me and your mother survived our first night.
Why wouldn't I survive? Is this because we are blending the tribes, north and south?
No, my dear.
It's because you are merging male and female.
Always been dangerous, I'm afraid.
You see, child, it's that first... peak excitement in the wedding bed that transforms both bride and groom into their...
creature selves.
Gertrude, your ancient impulse being.
Mother, you're talking nonsense.
Dearest, have you ever wondered why I have no sisters?
Well, maybe.
I did have sisters, but I could never tell you about them because we must not name those who never leave their wedding bed.
What are you saying?
Your life could end tonight, Munchkin. At that point, peak of excitement, if your creature selves don't
get along.
I cleaned the bloody mess that was left of your Aunt Jakai and her groom. His creature were a panther. She, a wee marmot. The ripping and tearing sounds that came from that bridal bed.
Gert it.
Of course, your mother and father. Now, there was a happy match. Swans, the pair of them. High born with those beaks held up to the sky.
So, I might die tonight?
It's always a risk, marriages.
The groom approaches.
Quickly, get into your nightgown.
I'd rather wear armor.
No troubles, miss. I've taken the liberty to sew a few links of chain into the weave of your gown.
Here's what you must do, my darling. You must be open and innocent. You must go to him with no fear.
No fear?
Fear affects which creature self manifests.
You just said he could kill me tonight.
Or you could kill him, m'lady. There's been some terrifying female forms.
Well, what do I do if his creature is...
Well, that's what the hatchet's for, miss.
What?
The groom is here.
Wait, I'm not ready. Mother!
I am here.
It is time. All parties aside from the nuptials must depart this bedding place and stand outside the door in the safety of the foyer.
Yerg, don't leave me.
You got this, sir.
Sprinkle some cardamom on the bed sheets for good luck, miss.
Mother, wait. I've changed my mind.
It's not your choice, my sweet.
But...
No fear, miss. Bridal fog.
Curtain!
So you ate the fish?
And drank the piss.
Your name is Sigrid?
Yes. And you are Run?
I am.
And the serpent chose not to bite either of us.
That's a good sign, don't you think?
Maybe.
You must begin, sir. No chit-chat.
Aye, here we are. Leave us be. I must admit, Sigrid, I am...
Afraid?
Yes. My mother says the favorite creature of southern females is a Spanish tarantula that attacks the minute... Your trousers come off.
My mother's sister married a northerner and was ripped limb from limb.
Lift your veil. I want to look at your face.
But it's not allowed until after.
This might be my only chance. Would you deny your husband one gaze?
All right.
Oh. You are beautiful.
And you are truly rugged.
My nose is off a bit. Minor skirmish in the Caucasus.
Still, I will remember you with pleasure. Should it all... What are you doing?
This nightgown weighs a ton.
Wait!
What's wrong?
I want to know you first.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
No, I mean I want to know you first.
Me? Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm nobody, really. A philosopher, Prince.
You are?
It's too quiet in there.
No screams at all.
Maybe that creature selves or worms as such don't make noise.
I like it when there's noise.
Shh, stop it. Stop it now. Sir... Is there anything else you need to complete your duties?
Leave us be!
But, sir, you...
What did you say?
They are seated on the bridal pile.
It's a good sign.
And they seem to be talking.
Talking.
Quiet. Something's happening.
Finally.
Tinder, put your ear cup to the bar.
Aha! Oh, not cats and dogs. They'll be fighting till kingdom come.
Wait. They are changing. They're not taking a final form.
Well, how is that possible?
Well, I hear this happens with philosopher princes, mistress.
They think too damn much.
My poor
poor daughter.
Run.
Keep looking into my eyes.
I want to.
Not yet, my love. Wait.
I'm not sure I can.
Wait. We're almost there.
Oh, remarkable. That northern man's got staying power.
All the fish, that's what that is.
Open the door, Tyndall.
My God!
Secret! Secret! Where are you?
They've vanished into dust.
A babe! There on the bridal bed.
Oh. Beautiful face.
And its nose is slightly off.
Look at its parts.
It's a fine strapping boy.
Yes, but look underneath.
A girl as well? It's both male and female. A sign from heaven.
An omen?
Good or bad?
Call a priest!
Oh, my darling.
Mistress, please, I wouldn't touch it.
Give me a blanket right now.
Oh, you can't be thinking of keeping it, ma'am.
I will wrap you up, you gift from the universe.
We'll embarrass the entire house, mistress.
This is what happens when you mix the tribes.
You babe from a heart's first encounter.
The priests say.
And just what do the priests say, Tyndall?
Oh, I forget. Coochie, coochie, coochie.
From Elizabeth Efron, everybody!